The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
When someone asks you, can I use you as a reference? How do you say no? Let's discuss on Friday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So actually, my good girlfriend hit me up about using me as a reference. And since then, I've been recommending her for jobs. She just got a big job. She's like, Dana, let me send you a gift. I'm like, no, you're the gift. You do the job right. You're good. I don't need anything. I don't want anything. Keep killing it.
I'm not going to lie, though. You kind of changed your whole career. But now she's the voice. And so she's like, she has all, like, every time I turn on a movie, I'm like, oh,
well, that's not the point, though, Automatic. I wouldn't have recommended her because she wasn't good. She deserves her job. It wasn't me. She
is
did
that,
it.
Is that public information yet? Are we supposed to be sharing that?
Well, you know what? We're going to edit all the beeps and stuff. We don't know who's what and what's happening, Automatic.
She's on the Grammys every year now.
I love
this
Automatic.
This is why Automatic, we compare him to Michael Scott from The Office.
That's what she said. This is why everybody needs a friend like Automatic. I wish everybody was in here. You know, you're listening to this through your ears. Imagine Dana's face of like, oh my God, I can't believe he just said that.
You're not supposed to be saying
beautiful,
that anyway.
Dude. Don't stop being you. Automatic.
I'm going to be me every day.
There it is, baby.
If you don't want me to say it, don't do it, okay?
No, if you don't want him to say it, don't tell him.
Yeah.
You know that family member that can't keep a secret? Hey. DJ Automatic.
But shout out to your homegirl, and that's dope for empowering other women.
But what about the people that ask you for the reference, and you're like, you are not the right
person. I got burnt on that one.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, Automatic, you did that, and we all looked bad.
I did that for a friend who was a DJ, and I didn't know his parents were like uber rich, and that he just wouldn't show up. Work because he was taken care of, and once I found out his parents were like super rich, I just told him, I was like, fire
him. You know what's funny? No, what's funny about this off air, we were talking about it, and even Anthony was like, you recommended that guy because he would never show up to work.
We're not gonna say his name, but he had a few addictions.
Exactly, Automatic.
And yeah,
good dude, though.
Good person to party with.
Yeah,
not the best coworker.
No,
what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right, let's go to start with the anniversary of the hashtag 17 years ago.
Oh, wow.
We used the first hashtag on X, formerly known as Twitter.
Okay, you know what's interesting? Hashtag used to be pound sign.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No, I mean, it still is to me.
No, so I had to give somebody the code to get into our gate, and I said pound sign something, and they're like, what?
What is that, dog? You mean the hashtag button?
Exactly.
That's funny. Also, it's National Cheap Flight Day. If you want to book a cheap flight today, it's a Black Friday of airline specials, but according to some websites, it's all hype. I still need
to looking into this.
Hello.
Yeah, travel. Do something. It's good for you.
And let's go to wrap it up on National Ride the Wind Day. All right. This is honoring the first airplane that ever took flight. It flew for a mile and stayed above air for a mile. But I'm using it to take this Friday to encourage you to take whatever life throws at you and enjoy your life and just ride the wind if so.
That was inspirational.
Like that. Hell yeah. I was trying. I was going for
kinda.
It. I've been watching all these conferences and stuff, dude. I'm trying to get on my
It's inspirational unless you're the guy who recommended the one automatic game. You're like, I don't want this guy to ride the wind.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
We talk a lot about being bullied, but what about if you were the bully when you were little? What about if you're the parent of the bully? Mm. How do you talk to them? There was a teacher on Instagram that went viral. I had to share the audio and have this discussion.
If somebody can't change something about themselves in 30 seconds or less, then you shouldn't be mentioning it to them.
And she even gave some great examples.
You say, hey, your shoe's untied. If you tell someone something like that, they can change those things in 30 seconds or less. But if you comment on someone's hair color or hair texture or hairstyle or body, they cannot change that in 30 seconds or less about themselves.
Someone's physical appearance, if the way someone talks, their economic status, for instance, their shoes, their clothes, the work that their parents do, if you're making fun of them, you're wrong. And it's not okay to feel good about making someone else feel bad. That being said, everyone in here admitted off mic that we've done some bullying. So I'm gonna do a little exercise, and I think everyone in their cars or at home or at work can do the same. Anthony A, you bullied because
why I gotta
blank.
Exercise first? Why if we're gonna do now?
Why do I gotta admit that I was a jerk?
Because I always go left, right, and you're on my left.
All right.
I bullied because blank.
Because I'm an attention Sorry. A lot of cursing, but yeah, a little bit of my upbringing, I always felt like a middle child, so I always felt like I had to
you needed to fight for the attention.
For example, one time I was at summer camp, this kid came skating by and he fell off his skateboard, and I hit him with the good old classic point and laugh like Eric Cartman, like, ha-ha. And I just remember this one older cholo homie just checked me and he's like, hey bro, don't make fun of him just because you can't do that. He cut to the core of me so bad because that was everything that was going on
fear.
In my head. Yeah. I thought that kid was so cool because I always wanted to learn how to skateboard, but I can't. That was one moment
he
when I
checked
bullied.
You with the truth.
Yeah, he did, dude.
Automatic fill in the blank. You bullied because what?
I was jealous. This guy, John, he was a great baseball player, and he was younger than I was.
Cool John.
Huh? Yeah, John, and me and John are homies now, but he was better than I was at an early age, and it bothered me, so.
He reminded you recently as an adult. That's the only reason.
I forgot that I had torn his underwear giving him a wedgie.
What?
And then hung it on my rearview mirror as a trophy. But it was like a baseball thing. We're on the same baseball team and
jocks.
Dude, I'm so ashamed of that. Oh, I still feel bad.
That's like you're like a Disney Plus bully. That's like some old school like wedgie. I'm gonna give you a wedgie.
That's High School Musical bully.
Oh.
I bullied because I was always bullied. Okay. I still remember the girl that I bullied because that day. Everybody let me in so we could make fun of her instead of me. And the entire time I was doing it, I felt awful. Mean girl stuff. I even looked on Facebook and found her, and I thought about reaching out and apologizing. It bothers
that's
me
that's
that
only
much.
For you, Dana. You don't have to bring up
You're
a
right.
bad memory for her.
You're right. And that's why I haven't done it.
Yeah.
So one of our listeners who is a teacher has some great advice for parents on how to deal with your child if they're the ones bullying. Matt, welcome to the show.
I think that bullying is a byproduct predominantly of two different things. One, a lack of self-confidence. And then two, oftentimes it's a attention-seeking behavior. If you're having an experience in which your child is the aggressor, your child is actually being the bully, you have to look at it from those two different angles. Where are we not reinforcing our confidence in this young man or in this young woman, right? Why are they feeling as if they need to belittle, demean others in order to feel better about themselves?
Yeah.
Where are these aggressive tendencies and behaviors manifesting? And I think that this is the hardest thing for adults is to look introspectively, what behaviors am I carrying out that in turn the young people around me are reflecting?
Matt, thank you so much. In fact, he's got so many gems. We've got to extend a conversation on our podcast. Search Dana Cortez Show wherever you stream podcasts. Listen with your kids. That way you all learn together.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have you heard the saying, like a moth to a flame? You know, you're drawn to that light. Maybe you're drawn to your love.
I heard that in a Janet Jackson song.
Yeah.
That's Janet Jackson. That's the way love goes.
Oh, automatic. I love that song. Turns out moths aren't really drawn to the flame. They're confused by it.
Oh.
Yeah. Scientists say bugs aren't attracted to light. It actually scrambles the flying insect's brain. Mm-hmm. So if you really look closely, moths, flies, whatever, are flying backwards.
Try using that one next time they give you a DUI sobriety test. You'd be like, officer, please, I'm not drunk. The light's confusing me. I'm like a bug. I feel like a deer in the headlights.
No, deer in the headlights, bug in the headlights. So they fly backwards, upside down. Sometimes they just crash into the light because their brains are so confused.
I like to imagine that they're just like hardcore raving a little bit. Doom, 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 doom.
Sounds like a female driver to me.
Oh, DJ automatic.
Blah, 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 blah. All right, man. All right. Let's shift gears and deposit to the next story. In Utah, where a teenage boy has been arrested for allegedly taping fish to ATM machines, he went around to various ATMs and cop cars and taped full-size fish. You could keep up with him at Fish @_bandit84 on Instagram. And luckily, the cops are going to let him off the hook.
Well, how is taping a fish?
Wait, off the hook.
Off the hook. How is it a crime? I don't know, Automatic. If you ask me, that's art.
Unless you're Dory.
All right, we're going to take it to Japan now. Scientists have created an MRI machine that will record your dreams and then reconstruct them for you to watch while you're awake. Yes, you're going to be able to watch your own dreams. They're calling it the dream machine.
That's the coolest news I've heard all day. Because have you ever had a good dream and then you're like, oh, I want to have that dream again. So you try falling back asleep a little bit.
Okay, Anthony, have you ever had a bad dream? I had the worst dream the other day that Automatic wanted us to be in a poly relationship and got another woman pregnant.
Imagine if I could have watched that.
Yeah, you could have lived that one, dude. You could have lived that one.
I wouldn't even have to go to up that day.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.